All right, beautiful people. How many of you wish that you had healthier habits? I do. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, because I think everybody can improve in this area. I think everyone has healthy habits, but I think also everybody has a lot of unhealthy habits, because let's face it, developing unhealthy habits is definitely easier than developing healthy habits. And that's really just because unhealthy habits usually are lazy things. And it's just, I feel like, easier to be lazy, especially in the winter time, especially if you live in a state where it's truly winter. It is darker, it is colder, and it's full on hibernation mode. And yeah, so let's talk about how we can shift that a little bit and start to implement healthier habits into our life. And I want to take a minute to just say that I know that on Instagram, it's like a big trend right now to be putting out reels kind of showcasing how aesthetically pleasing your life is and all these healthy habits that you do. And I just want to put a reminder that that is just a glimpse of someone's life that you're seeing. It is a highlight of their life that you're seeing. It is not always the case that that's how they start their day every single day. And even if they do that every single day, it's not necessarily like it's perfect every single day. And talking about perfection, let's circle back to last week's episode. As we try to develop healthy habits, we are not striving for perfection, right? We are okay with making mistakes. We are okay with it being a messy, messy ride to get to the point where we can say with confidence that we have some healthy habits in our life. And that is okay. It takes a while to develop a habit. It really does. And it takes some trial and error. And, you know, maybe along the way, as you're trying to develop, you know, one specific healthy habit, maybe you'll find that that is just not for you and you need to alter it a little bit. And that's okay. It's going to take some trial and error. It's going to take a lot of starting over. It's going to take a lot of pushing yourself and trying to convince yourself every day to just keep trying and just telling yourself and reminding yourself that it will eventually become a habit and it won't be so difficult at, you know, come a certain point. So I actually wanted to go ahead and share with you guys some healthy habits that I have started implementing into my life. I did not come prepared, so let me pull this up on my phone. But I told myself one thing this year. At the top of the year, I was like, okay, I'm not one for New Year's resolutions, but I will say that this year, it'd be really awesome to develop some healthy habits. You know, like, I don't know if that's really, like, considered a goal, because I think, you know, we as humans, we have habits, and it's really just up to us if it's healthy or not. And so I just kind of told myself that this year I really want to have the majority of my habits be on, you know, the healthier side. I want them to be things that help me to give myself space to rest, to listen to my body, to take care of my mind and body together, and just my well-being as a whole. And that it will be something that will help me to live a more balanced life, truly. Because I feel like, you know, I feel like I do live like a, you know, I don't know. I feel like I live like a pretty healthy lifestyle, but it's not always super balanced. And that's my main thing, is that I'm someone who dives into work and I kind of forget to take time for myself. And I just want to start to work on that. I really want to strive to every day be very mindful of the balance in my life. You know, like today, for example, I definitely got a lot of work done, but did I take time for myself as well? Is there balance within today? Because if you can focus on that every day, asking yourself, did I have balance today in my life? Then you know that if you're having balance every single day, then you truly are living a balanced lifestyle where you are going to probably be in a better state mentally because you do have that balance. You are working hard towards your goals and you're putting in the effort every day, but you are also taking time to let yourself rest, to let yourself recharge. And that is very important. So I'm going to go ahead and dive into just, you know, this small list of daily habits. And honestly, I'm already starting to see that they are kind of starting to become habits. I'm not having to think too much about it. I mean, every day I'm like mentally checking off the list. I'm hoping that at some point it will get to a point where I don't even have to mentally check off a list. It's just what I do every day because I love to do it. And that's also something I want to point out is that we want to try to make these healthy habits become something that we just love. It's a ritual for us every day to do these things. And not something that we're like, okay, need to get this done. Instead, it's something that like, oh my gosh, I'm excited I get to do this. I will say that there are two things on this list that I actually like three things on this list that I'm genuinely excited to do every day. Not that I'm not excited to do the other things, but just like there's two or three things that I'm like, yes, I can't wait to do this, which is so awesome because those things are kind of moments in the day where I get to do some self-reflection and look inward. So that's just really awesome. All right, moving on to this list. And I just want to put a little reminder out there. This list is different for everyone, and the length of it is going to be different for everyone. I don't recommend that you have like 20 things on your list. I think that that would be very overwhelming and would probably do the opposite effect and just end up putting stress on you. That's super unnecessary. So I would recommend keeping it on the shorter side of things, like under 10. But that, again, it's up to you, whatever works for you. So the first thing on my list is having time to journal and reflect. So I can't remember if I've talked about this. I think it was two episodes ago that I talked about this. My new way of journaling is I will turn on peaceful, happy music and I will choose a prompt and I will just journal. The music really helps me to take, like, it gets me in the zone to reflect and to look inward. And so therefore, when I am writing, I feel like I'm genuinely putting my thoughts out onto this page and maybe even things that have been building up and weighing me down, getting it out on paper. Like, I feel like music just really helps me get in the zone. I think especially being a dancer, when I hear music, I feel like I'm just trained to kind of get into like an emotional state. Not that like I'm sad. When I say emotional, I just mean like I'm in tune with my emotions. So it's been an amazing experience every day journaling this way. And that is the first thing that I get super excited to do every day. Like, I look forward to it because it's my form of meditation. And it is genuinely helping me every day to put my mind at ease. Because right at the start of the day, I'm able to get my feelings and my thoughts out on paper. And I'm able to take time to look inward and kind of check in with myself and see how I'm doing. So that's something that's been truly, truly healthy for me to do every day. Next thing is reading/studying the scriptures. If you don't know this about me, I am a religious person and I love reading the scriptures. This used to be a habit of mine. I used to be really good about reading my scriptures every morning, but kind of got out of the habit in the past year. And I just want to get back into that because I truly feel like I am a kinder person when I read my scriptures every day. I feel like it starts my day off right so that when I'm going through my day and I might encounter some people that I don't, maybe I get a little frustrated with, I feel like I have a softer heart throughout my day when I'm encountering people that I might not get along with or that I might not agree with. I just feel like I have more love for them and more patience. And yeah, I mean, how could you not? I feel like reading the scriptures, you know, if you're a religious person, if you read your scriptures, or if you're a spiritual person, you read any sort of spiritual text, I feel like it really helps you to just start your day off in a loving, more open-minded way. The third thing is working out or getting some sort of movement in. And the reason that I put that into a different phrase there is because not every day is going to be an intense workout, and that's okay. As long as I'm getting some sort of movement in, that will make me happy. Because I just feel like it is so, so healthy to move your body every day. And some days, that's just going to be a restorative yoga flow that's only like 15, 20 minutes long. And that's okay. If that's what I feel like my body needs for the day, that's what I'm going to do. But other days, yeah, it'll be a huge sweaty mess and it'll be me working out super intensely. It's going to be different every day. And what I want to develop within this habit is truly asking myself, what does my body need today? And listening to it, because I have a bad habit of pushing myself too hard when really I should be stepping back and taking time to recharge, let my body heal up, and, you know, before I go hard again. The next thing, number four on the list, is go outside. I really think this is something that everyone should do, is go outside into nature every single day. And I don't just mean walking to your car so that you can go run errands or go to work. I truly mean intentionally going outside, because you are going out there to breathe in the fresh air. You are listening to the nature around you, even if it is a busy city. And you're just, I don't know, I feel like doing that just reminds you to be thankful, at least for me. And also fresh air is just good for you. So actually, as of recently, my going outside time has been me and Angel going on trails every day, because I think I mentioned this to you guys that we decided to do 100 trails in 100 days. So that has been my outside time every day, and it's been amazing. Number five on the list is read an educational book or an inspirational book. Some of this stuff might sound familiar to you guys that listened to the podcast episode 2 episodes ago, where I was diving into my journal, because some of these things were, I wrote down that I wanted to start implementing into my life. So with this one, right now I'm reading Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, and I'm almost done with it. And I just got a new book last night that came in. It is The Way to Integrity, I believe is what it's called. And I forget who the author is. I think it's Martha Beck, I think is what her name is. Anyway, I've heard great things about this book, and I'm so excited to read it. But basically, with this is I want to read books that are going to help me move along with my journey, whether it is self-discovery or it is literally learning something new. I just want the books that I'm reading to impact me positively and help me in some way. You know, again, whether that's just my own self-growth journey or if it's learning something new, educating myself on something. I just think that it's always a good thing to learn new things or to be inspired by things. What number are we on? 6 is an act of self-care every single day. And most days, guys, this is literally as simple as me just watching a couple of episodes of my favorite show before I go to bed. Because that is something that truly helps me to unwind, and that is truly something I enjoy to do with my husband. And that is what self-care is, right? It is just taking time to do something for yourself because you want to, instead of doing something because you have to. I feel like the majority of our day, we are constantly doing stuff because we have to, not because we want to. And so I think it's important that every day we are consciously doing things that we want to do and that are feeding our soul, that are making us happy, that are putting a smile on our face. You know, that could be doing some sort of spa evening or morning, you know, painting your toenails, or, you know, if you have like those massage guns, like just massaging your muscles, or, you know, putting on one of those face mask things, or even like just taking an extra long shower and just chilling in the nice warm water, you know, like self-care looks different for everyone, or going out and playing a sport with your friends. Like, it's just different for everyone. But I truly think that self-care is just doing something because you want to and because it feeds your soul. Number 7 is post daily affirmations or just a positive message on my Instagram story. So this is on my personal Instagram. And I decided to add this to, you know, into developing into a healthy habit, because something that I really try to focus on in my life is putting positivity out into the world. And so that's why I want this to be a daily healthy habit for me, because you know, it's so simple, but I think that there's a lot of people out there that love to see a positive message in the morning time, you know, when they're starting their day. Because there are some people who really struggle to find that positivity from the start of the day. And if I can help them with that, that's awesome. So that is something that I've really, really enjoyed doing and I've looked forward to every morning. Then the last thing, I think this is number 8, is listen to a motivational or inspirational podcast. This is also something that I have been loving doing every single day. I literally have been, when I do this, most of the time, sometimes I'm like getting ready for work or I'm making dinner, but if I can, I try to have this be when I'm sitting on my bed and I'm just looking outside and looking at the rain hitting the window and I'm just listening to an awesome podcast that is just so inspiring and just getting me in tune with my feelings and getting me motivated and all the above. And it's just, it's almost kind of like a mixture of the journaling and reflecting in the morning and reading an educational book. It's kind of a mix of those two things where I just feel like it's helping me to stay very mindful of like what my purpose is and what I'm trying to accomplish here on earth and, you know, where I'm going and what I want to focus on and what's important in my life, you know, thinking about family and friends and how I can be there for them. It literally makes me think of all these things and it makes me look inward, which I just love so much. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to lately has been In Hindsight. This guy, the way that he puts podcasts out there, he talks in a very meditative way. And so I think a lot of people who listen to his podcast actually do meditate while they listen to his podcast episodes. So if you're interested, it's In Hindsight. And yeah, he just has a very peaceful voice, but he's always talking about like deeper things. But I feel like he talks about it in such an open-minded way. Like you can literally be a part of any group of people, any religious group. You can be any person out there. And I feel like you can relate to his podcast. He just keeps it very open. And he's got a very peaceful voice. I wish I had a peaceful voice. I don't. I'm a little like, I don't know. I'm a little loud and out there sometimes. If you guys are looking for another podcast to listen to, I highly recommend his. And that is it for the list. So some of you might be thinking that that's kind of a long list. Some of you might be thinking that's short. I don't know. But for me, those are all things that are very, very doable for me to do every day. And when I was choosing these habits that I wanted to form, I purposely chose things that I knew were very attainable because I'm not about to add extra stress into my life if I don't need to. And so I just chose things that I knew would benefit me, but were easy tasks to do each day. You know, I mainly try to do these things in the first half of my day, so then I don't really have to worry about it later on. But I really, really encourage you to think about a couple of things that you could start to do in your day-to-day life that would be a healthy habit and ultimately would help you to live a more balanced life and give you the opportunity to look inward and to work on yourself and to give yourself space to just be. So that is my challenge to you this week, is to try to create a list of some healthy daily habits that you want to start implementing into your life and start today. You don't have to start Monday. You don't have to start at the top of the month. You can start today. Even if it is 9 p.m., you can start implementing those habits. And the cool thing about habits is that you can implement more later on if you want to. You can just start with one and then maybe 2 weeks later add like another one or two. You know, it's different for everyone. Go at your own pace and be kind with yourself. Again, we're not striving to be perfect through this. We are just trying to live a healthy, balanced lifestyle where we can find peace throughout our day and that we can smile more than we can be upset. You know, and I think through it all, it helps us when we are feeling different emotions and more intense emotions, it helps us to be able to get through those when we have healthy habits in our life. But, you know, those are just my thoughts. If you guys have any input on this topic, you can definitely DM me on the Society Says Instagram. I always have it linked down here in the bio. I love to hear your guys' insights, so never hesitate to reach out. We can have a little conversation about it if you'd like. But other than that, I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week and tune in next week so that we can have another chat together.